Then he robbed the body, after which he put the fatal knife in Potter's open right hand and sat down on the dismantled coffin. 3, 4, 5 minutes passed, and then Potter began to stir and moan. His hand closed upon the knife. He raised it, glanced at it, and let it fall with a shudder. Then he sat up, pushing the body from him, and gazed at it and then around him confusedly. His eyes met Joe's.
"Lord, how's this, Joe?"
he said.
"It's a dirty business," said Joe, without moving. "What did you do it for?"
I never done it."
"Look here, that kind of talk won't wash."
Potter trembled and grew white.
"I thought I got sober. I no business to drink tonight. But it's in my head yet, worse than when we started here. I'm all in a muddle. Can't recollect anything of it hardly. Tell me, Joe, honest now, old feller. Did I do it, Joe? I never meant to. By my soul and honor, I never meant to, Joe. Tell me how it was, Joe. Oh, it's awful. And him so young and promising."
"Why, you two was scuffling, and he fetched you one with the headboard, and you fell flat. And then up you come, all reeling and staggering like, and snatched the knife and jammed it into him just as he fetched you another awful clip, and here you've laid dead as a wedge till now."
"Oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I wish I may die this minute if I did. It was all on account of the whiskey and the excitement, I reckon. I never used a weapon in my life before, Joe. I've fought, but never with weapons. They'll all say that. Joe, don't tell. Say you won't tell, Joe. That's a good feller. I've always liked you, Joe, and stood up for you, too. Don't you remember? You won't tell, will you, Joe?"
And the poor creature dropped on his knees before the stolid murderer and clasped his appealing hands.
"No, you've always been fair and square with me, Muff Potter, and I won't go back on you. There now, that's as fair as a man can say."
"Oh, Joe, you're an angel. I'll bless you for this the longest day I live."
And Potter began to cry.
"Come now. That's enough of that. This ain't any time for blubbering. You be off yonder way, and I'll go this. Move now, and don't leave any tracks behind you."
Potter started on a trot that quickly increased to a run. The half-breed stood looking after him. He muttered,
"If he's as much stunned with the lick and fuddled with the rum as he had the look of being, he won't think of the knife till he's gone so far he'll be afraid to come back after it to such a place by himself. Chicken heart."
2 or 3 minutes later, the murdered man, the blanketed corpse, the lidless coffin, and the open grave were under no inspection but the moon's. The stillness was complete again, too.